The Colby School District is the latest to reach a critical point of decision on their future, and like other districts in the area, they may explore consolidation as a possible answer. In February, voters in the district narrowly defeated a $500,000 revenue cap exemption referendum. Now the school board is facing a projected $600,000 budget shortfall for the coming school year. The school board last night held the final of three public forums addressing whether the board should close the Unity Early Learning Center and Dorchester Elementary Schools. Those proposed closings would save a little over $400,000. The move would send the school's 250 students to Colby's Elementary School. While nearly 200 people attended the forums, District Administrator Terry Downen says none spoke in favor of closing the schools.
And no one has spoken in favor of closing the schools. As everybody shows up at these things, they're very concerned, of course, about losing a school building and very concerned about how will this impact the education of the children. But on the other hand, there were not a lot of solutions to how does the board solve a $600,000 revenue shortfall.
And that's the rub for area school boards. Residents already feel they're paying enough or too much in property tax, but they don't want significant cuts made either. In Colby's case, Downen says something has to give. The district expects their enrollment will decline by 121 students over the next few years. Under the current revenue cap law, that will mean a loss of state aid and also a ratcheting down of their allowed revenue.
Next year, the revenue cap would allow us a $201,000 bump in expenditures, if you will. But our expenses, we know, will be $493,000. So we're in the hole with that already. So on a one-to-one basis, there's a dollar-for-dollar impact for a decline in enrollment. So you have to cut every dollar for every kid that is not there has to be cut in terms of your revenue and your expenses.
Downen says so-called fixed costs are anything but these days as energy and transportation costs continue to increase beyond the rate of inflation. Downen says the idea of consolidating with neighboring school districts was raised at each of the public forums, and the board may consider an overture to Abbotsford and others at their meeting tonight.
Of course, that's a long process, as you're already aware, with taking a look at Loyal and Greenwood. It's a long study. On the other hand, it's one that needs to be embarked upon, and I believe that tonight on the board's agenda there will be an overture that will be considered to all of the districts which bound the Colby School District, which is probably 9 or 10, to take a look at whether or not there's interest.
While many area schools are already operating under a revenue cap exemption, others are considering it. In fact, Greenwood and Granton have cap exemptions in place. Loyal and Nilsdale school boards have discussed going to referendum this year. Downen says there is a petition circulating in the district encouraging the board to try another referendum before closing any schools. The board could take some action on their future when they meet tonight in Colby.